This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Cesar A. Segundo. Date of birth, January 8, 1969. Case ID number is 497-3700. Date of exam, February the 28, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, from a Social Security questionnaire, dated 12/16/22. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old married male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of spinal arthritis slash fractured disc of the spine slash herniated disc with spasms, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, sleep apnea, comma, and left shoulder pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2017, where he worked as a provider for 2 years. Before that time, he was a heavy equipment operator for 20 years. During the time that he worked as a heavy equipment operator, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. As a provider, he worked 4 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and his wife is working. Allegations number one, spinal arthritis slash fractured disc of the spine slash herniated disc with spasms. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, sleep apnea. And number four, left shoulder pain. History of allegations. Number one, spinal arthritis slash fractured disc of the spine slash herniated disc with spasms. The claimant states that in 2006, he was lifting a heavy barrel of concrete and he injured his lumbar sacral back area. The claimant states that he gets a frozen, paralyzing pain with spasms in this lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to his right leg. He also states that he was in a motor vehicle accident in 2020, which aggravated his symptoms. He denies any surgeries or injections given for his condition. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 2 minutes, comma, sit for 2 hours, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He does have an assistive device, which is a walker, that he uses when he goes out. His physician was Dr. Roger Edia. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, but not doing anything else. He claims he does not sleep during the day, comma, help with housework, comma, cook, comma, do the laundry, comma, or does any other exercise. He does not have a physician at this time and has not seen a chiropractor, but states that he did receive 6 sessions of therapy when he was in his motor vehicle accident. He is presently taking no medications for pain, and he was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease of the spinal area, history of 2 fractures of the spinal disc, and a herniated disc x2 of the lumbar sacral spine. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 2, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2005, he was having nocturia and blurred vision and had gained weight up to 495 pounds. He denies any problems with polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, or weight loss. He does have problems with retinopathy, but denies any laser surgery. The claimant denies any nephropathy, comma, diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. He does not check his blood glucose daily at this time. He states his blood glucose levels had been between 96 to 400 an 80 milligram / DM. At the present time, he has taken pioglitazone hydrochloride 30 milligrams QD and metformin 1,000 milligrams BID. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.0, which is very well controlled. He has lost weight, and his blood glucose levels appear to be better at this time. Allegation number 3, sleep apnea. The claimant states that in 2016, he was diagnosed with sleep apnea and was given a CPAP machine that he is presently using at this time. He states his shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 60 feet, climbing one flight of stairs, and sometimes by resting. He denies any shortness of breath while he is talking or with seasonal changes. The claimant has a history of smoking 2 packs of cigarettes per day for 15 years. He denies going to the emergency room, being hospitalized or intubated in the past. He is presently on no inhalers, steroids, or home oxygen. He was diagnosed with sleep apnea and treated with the CPAP machine. His oxygen saturation today was 95%. He appears to be doing fairly well. Allegation number 4, left shoulder pain. The claimant states that he was putting shingles on a house and he injured his left shoulder. He was diagnosed with left shoulder impingement syndrome. No x-rays, fractures, or surgeries were performed, and he was given no steroid injections. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels every morning. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, stand for 2 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He states that he does have a walker that he has at home for stability but did not bring it with him to this office visit. His physician was Dr. Roger Edia. He is presently on no medications for pain, and he states the only physical activity he does is walking outside occasionally for exercise. Family history: his father died at the age of 78 from lung cancer. His mother died at the age of 74 from diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and osteoarthritis. Medications: pioglitazone hydrochloride 30 milligrams QD and metformin 1,000 milligrams BID. Medical problems: abdominal hernia, diastasis, left shoulder rotator cuff tear with possible impingement syndrome, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, lumbar sacral back with herniated disc times 2 and a fracture of the disc times 2, sleep apnea, major surgeries, none, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 2 packs per day for 15 years. Alcohol: the claimant states he drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies the use of marijuana, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. He does use cocaine and states the last time he used it was in 1987. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit. Height: 5 feet 9.5 inches. Weight: 349 pounds. BP: 146 over 96 mmHg. Heart rate: 78 beats per minute. Respiration: 18 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation: 95%. BMI: 61. General: this is a 54-year-old morbidly obese male who appears to be a stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to morbid obesity. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No sclera icterus was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with increased dark floaters of the left eye, secondary to an injection that was placed for retinopathy in his eye. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but slightly distended on palpation. The claimant does have a large diastasis hernia, which is reducible, secondary to obesity. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or other masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you please drop down to neurological? The last sentence, reflexes of patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes were the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the cervical spine and lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the left shoulder, where abduction and forward elevation was at 100 degrees, and flexion of the right knee was at 110 degrees compared to the left knee, which was at 140 degrees. Their straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of the left knee and decrease of the right knee. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He did not present with an assistive device, but probably needs one secondary to instability. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist, pinch, and opposed fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There's no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have some muscle spasms of the neck and the lumbar sacral back area. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. C-spine X-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction. Of the lumbar sacral back area. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted, especially for the left upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to mild osteoarthritis and morbid obesity. Probable diagnoses. Number one, spinal arthritis / fracture of the disc of the spine / herniated disc with spasms - mildly abnormal physical exam. The claimant suffers from morbid obesity, and he appears to have more of a lumbago than any other problem with his back at this time. Number two, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus being treated at this time. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.0, which is very well controlled. Number three, sleep apnea being treated with a CPAP machine. Oxygen saturation was 95%. He appears to be doing fairly well. Number four, left shoulder pain secondary to probable impingement syndrome. Has not been treated at this time, but appears to be fairly stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Cecil A. Segundo.